It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in and is picking up a little bit over here at Twin Peaks, y'all. We're off 290. If you can't get here, get down to the nearest location. There's five of them around the city. Big shout out to all of our Houston area Ford dealers for making it happen. Big shout out to Tomball Ford. We will be giving away a Tomball Ford oil change here in the show, as well as Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We got four of them. We'll be giving those away, as well as Texans Colts tickets on Sunday. You can still get a pair of tickets to go to that game. You got to be here in person to win the tickets. You got to be here in person to win anything, for that matter. Stop on through. If you're in the building, put your name in this white raffle box right here. It's not your name. Get a raffle ticket right here in this white box, and we'll start pulling here in the next break. We'll start giving a few things away as we roll along here. Again, big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and our Houston area Ford dealers, along with Tomball Ford, for making this thing happen. It is a football Friday, but we got to change gears briefly because on New Year's Eve, I believe it was it Eve or Day? Sean, when this signing happened.
Oh, God. Last 2 days. I think it was yesterday.
Tatsuya
Imai.
Tatsuya Imai. 3-year, $54 million deal, up to $63 million deal with an opt-out after every year. This is big on I think, a couple of different fronts for those that fan for the Astros in to this degree, mm-hmm. right, is – one, every fan I've talked to said, hey, man, the Astros got to make a move before the year starts. They got to bring in some more help in the starting rotation. Well, they brought in some help.
Yeah.
What at least is believed to be some help, a top three arm in the rotation at the very least. And not only did they do that, but they put a deal together here that may be a little bit outside Jim Crane's, not comfort zone, but what he typically what he typically doles out here. So
right. He's never done it before with this opt-out contract.
Yeah, I think and you one could look at it because, look, this contract, 3-year, $54 million, up to $63 million. I mean, this guy was a prospect that was projected by The Athletic to receive like an 8-year, $190 million contract, and somehow he lands with the Astros on a 3-year, up to $63 million deal. So
yeah.
I mean, this is, or let me ask you this. I mean, I know you cover the team and you cover this kind of thing really closely. I mean, how big of a deal is this in your mind for the Astros to bring this pitcher in?
It's huge because it presents more questions in the sense that, okay, what were you going to do with Jake Meyers this offseason? Maybe trade him for pitching. What were you thinking about doing with Isak Paredes this offseason? Maybe trade him for pitching and some, you know, prospects, maybe
yep.
even Christian Walker. So, like, maybe it quells that in terms of, like, what the Astros are thinking, or at least at the very least asking in return for any one of those three, whether it be Meyers, Paredes, or Walker, or whoever they had in mind as guys that maybe they would consider dealing. But in terms of building a rotation, like, it gives them a 1-2-3 and slot them however you want to. Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, and Tatsuya Imai. They went and got Mike Burrows too. You still got Spencer Arrighetti and Lance McCullers in the mix, and then some new dudes and some familiar faces like Colton Gordon, AJ Blueball, Ronel Blanco, Hayden Wisniewski that could come back, you know, later this summer. But it gives them options. It gives them flexibility, and I think it should give the fans confidence. Because a lot of things happened here. One, the Astros have never dipped their toe into this market before, right? Now, they've done the whole reclamation project, right? Remember two regular seasons ago, they went out and got the fellow from the Toronto Blue Jays who ended up going to the damn Dodgers because everybody goes to the Dodgers. God bless, why am I forgetting his
Kikuchi?
Name? Kikuchi. You say.
How did you forget Kikuchi?
Yeah, I don't know why I forgot that.
I'll be honest with me. You could have given me a description of any other player that stopped in for 1 year and then went to the Dodgers, and I did not have it. Kikuchi.
Because you like his last name.
Forget.
Who doesn't love his last name?
That went without being said, but yeah, go ahead.
But they've never done this in the free agent market, right? They've never dipped their toe here. And, oh, by the way, you know, the deal that Imai gets from the Astros is, I think, top three in terms of Japanese pitchers AAV that Major League Baseball teams have ever signed any of those guys to. The AAV here, I think, is like just over $18 million, right? The Tim Britton projection, which, like, that's always fun. What does this tell you? If Tim Britton of The Athletic projected 8 years, $190 million, and the Astros give this guy 3 years, $54 million, the AAV is about $5 million a year off. But teams want to see, like, okay, is this guy's secondary pitch is going to mix really well? Is it going to transfer to Major League Baseball? He can throw the ball hard as hell. He's 95 to 100. But is his slider, changeup, splitter mix, is that going to work well in Major League Baseball? To me, this is a huge get for the Astros because they can get any pitcher, and I feel really good about this baseball team reinvigorating, figuring out how to work his arsenal best within what we do. The Astros have been pitching ninjas the last 10 years. It's been fantastic.
Well, the shorter contract as well, it fits with kind of where the Astros are right now in terms of getting up there in age with Altuve and some of these other guys. And so, you know, I think it's just a good fit with the Astros anyway. I mean, he'll land somewhere in the top three in the rotation with Christian Javier. Obviously, Hunter Brown at the top, but Christian Javier or him in the two and three hole there. This is I chuckled at this a bit because I hope this isn't where we land, but or maybe I'll be honest with you. I hope Lance McCullers is good enough where this is where we land. But yeah. Fox Sports MLB. Had the Astros projected rotation as Brown, Javier, Imai, McCullers, and Burrows.
Yeah.
And the McCullers part of it is kind of where I chuckle. There's so many arms that you could pick to land in that four and five spot. Yeah. McCullers seems to be one that, hell, he may end up in the bullpen. I don't know what he's going to be. But nonetheless, how do you think this thing unfolds with the Astros rotation, starting rotation, if you had to take a stab at it right now?
Well, look, you know, keep in mind, too, like the national people, they're also looking at McCullers as, hey, they're paying him a lot of money.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're paying him a lot of money. So you slot him in there. If he's healthy, he's going to have every opportunity, again, because they're paying him a lot of money.
Yeah.
So beyond that, you do have options. Keep this in mind. You know, I mentioned Spencer Arrighetti.
That Spencer's the one for me, Sean. Like I don't, and I may be out over my skis here, but just covering the Astros, watching the Astros closer than I ever have over the last 4 or 5 years, like I don't know how a five-man rotation with the Astros happens and that doesn't include Spencer Arrighetti.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I'm with you. People forget just how good this guy's been for some reason. I know the injury, you know, the freak thing where, you know, he's broke his finger and
Long toss in left field when the Mariners are taking bats.
And all of a sudden, it's like somebody chopped his leg off like they did Kyle Tucker, and he's out for 3.5 months. Like, what the heck's going on? But the guy had a really good second half finish for the Astros. And so it's like, okay, you know the guy's got it, okay? He's a good, you know, back of the rotation guy. If you have to slot him in, if he's your number three going forward, you know, fine. But they have options. They have a boatload of dudes that could slot in from 3, 4, 5, whether it be Nate Pearson or the guy they picked off, Ryan Weiss from the KBO earlier this offseason. He has a lot to prove. You know, he had a really good year at the KBO last year, but you got to be able to do it at the major league level. Let's see. AJ Blueball. People have been talking about him for 2 to 3 years. He's one of their prospects. He's going to get an opportunity. What does he do with it this spring training, this regular season? We'll find out. But, again, I told PC this last year. This could be an embarrassment of riches, dude. You know, you get to the portion of, like, June, July, August, and you're talking about Ronel Blanco maybe coming back. Hayden Wisniewski should be coming back.
I can't do it, Sean. I can't do it again. I tried to live that life as an Astros fan and just go, yeah, man, we're deep when these guys come back. When these guys come back, they bring them all back early and their elbows blow up again. Like, I can't bank on that.
Don't hold your breath to the degree that you've had to the last couple of years. I'm just saying what this move does, it gives you a little bit of flexibility to not hold it as deep. Okay.
Sure. You meant one part of the Astros signing this starting pitcher, top three in a rotation, is you mentioned, obviously, that opens the door to potentially still see Isak Paredes and potentially Jake Meyers a little bit safer, at least, to be in the lineup this year versus being moved to bring in an arm. How does this lineup strike you right here? Pena leading things off, Altuve in the two-hole, Correa in the three-hole, Yordan Alvarez in the four-hole. Hey, shake those up. However the hell you – I take it back. Paredes in the five hole. So shake those five up however you want. Personally, I would put Paredes in the two hole behind Pena and move Altuve down, but that's where I'm at. Yiner, Diaz, Cole, Myers, and Cam Smith in that lineup. The lineup point is not getting in a deep conversation about the lineup. The point is that lineup looks like it's coming together and could be pretty salty if you don't have to move. So, because I know there's a couple of guys that I didn't even mention in there that could work into the mix there.
You got Walker in there, right? Yeah. Christian Walker.
Christian Walker's not even in there. Paredes is playing first base.
You know
Christian
why?
Because Skywalker.
Thank you. You have him traded. That's why. In your subconscious, you have the Astros trading Christian Walker, which is what I would love for them to be able to do. And I think it's a possibility. It's just how much money you're going to be willing to eat. You got Paredes in there. Is Paredes going to be playing first base?
Yeah, that's what this. And this is just a particular lineup that I saw that, I mean, I grabbed. Walker may be in there, may not. My overall point is, I like the way you took it and ran with the trade right there, and I'd be fine with that
I've been
too. But
pushing the hell out of that one.
the overall point is, if you can keep, Paredes in particular, but definitely Jake Myers as well, if you can keep those guys in that lineup, then Jake can continue to do what he was doing last year, mm-hmm. right? Then this lineup could be pretty damn salty with that starting lineup. We'll see.
It could.
It's we got a long way to go. Before we get to a point where these conversations have any level of substance. But the Astros do sign an arm that'll be at the top of the rotation somewhere in and around Hunter Brown. So that's good news on the Astros front. All right, the blueprint that Indiana and really Texas Tech to a certain degree have laid out there, it's put enormous pressure on ADs and head coaches around the country, in my opinion. Hmm. Right? The blueprint is there. What's your next move? I'll explain next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Katsuya Ime.